Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want more information on this family recipe that you were talking to Steph about
earlier. Yeah, because Steph made a family dish, and she pretty much gave us all the details of this recipe.
That we know
of. Oh, yeah. What is it again?
It is we call it a goulash. I don't know why. That's just what it is. And it's just ground beef.
Go on.
In tomato sauce.
Uh-huh.
And green beans on a bed of spinach.
No secret seasonings, nothing like that?
We have, when I ground the beef, I put minced garlic in it.
Okay.
And seasoned salt.
Okay, see, these are the details.
Yeah.
This makes it a family recipe.
Right.
Oh, do you ever do it on top of rice?
We do, but since I'm doing it a little bit on the healthier side, I'm doing spinach. But the original family recipe is with white rice.
You ever put an egg on top of it? A fried egg?
I'm not a huge fan of eggs, but that actually doesn't sound too bad for my husband who loves eggs.
Because
I might have to try it.
You're now describing picadilla, which is a Cuban dish.
Wait, what?
Picadilla.
Is that a family recipe?
There's my mom has one, her version of picadilla, yes. It's a Cuban dish, but it's very similar to what you're talking about.
Mm.
Just kind of all the stuff, just throw it into a pot and mix together, and then you put it on a bed of rice. And then if you have an egg, you put an egg on top of it. Picadilla.
Are these secret family recipes or do you tell people?
It was Lita, my dad's mom's recipe, and she gave it to my mom.
Okay.
My mom makes the picadilla, and she's given me the recipe before. And then I know my sister has it as well.
Okay, let's say I called your mom and said, Mrs. Fernandez, mm-hmm. may I please have the picadilla recipe? Would she give it to me because I'm outside the family or not? Because people are very, very, I don't want to say selfish, but they're very secretive about their family recipes.
Protective
sometimes.
Almost. My mom would give it to you.
She would?
Yeah, she knows you're a great cook, and they loved your chili when you made it that one time. So, yeah, you can get the picadilla.
I have a family recipe, a secret family recipe, when it comes to my green chili.
Mm.
And there's a secret ingredient that I don't tell anyone about, but I do tell people that are related to me. It's the total opposite. I don't tell my aunts what we use because I want mine to be the best in the family.
Okay.
So, but if you ask me, I'll tell you what the secret ingredient is. But my aunts are always asking me, what's your secret ingredient? And I won't tell them.
Because you don't want them to better your chili.
I want my chili to be the best. But I asked someone for their secret family recipe to something the other day, and they wouldn't give it to me. They were like, no, it's a family secret. I can't give you the recipe.
Is it a friend of yours?
It's like an acquaintance. It's through a friend.
Well, how's that exchange going? What was it? And how rude is that?
It was weird. Okay, do you have a secret family recipe, and do you refuse to give it out? And if so, may I ask, why? So it was for this lemon cake. We were at a mutual party. She brought lemon cake. And I kind of know her, and I was like, this lemon cake is insane. You have to give me the recipe. My husband loves lemon cake, and it reminds him of his dad, because his dad used to make the best lemon cake, but his dad never gave us the recipe before he died.
Oh.
So I've been trying to experiment with different lemon cakes to make it like his dad, and I can't. But I felt like this is the closest one I've ever tasted. And she's like, oh, I can't. And I'm like, okay, why not? She's like, it's a family recipe. We only keep it in the family. I was like, oh, well, that's cool. I was like, okay, cool.
Did you think she was joking at first when she said, I can't? Like, ha, 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 what is it? And she's like, no, I cannot give it to you.
I totally thought she was joking.
Yeah.
And then I realized she was serious. And then I played it off like no big deal. But I kept thinking about it. Why wouldn't you want your family recipe to get out so that you could get all the accolades of having this fantastic family recipe? She won't give it to me.
You know
and
why?
And I'm like, okay, why?
Because it's store-bought.
No.
She bought it at a store, made it, played it off like it's her own. Like, oh, I made this lemon cake, and it's delicious. You're loving it. And then you called her out. It's like, oh, what's the recipe? And she's like, oh, my gosh, the recipe's called Albertson's. And
no.
She had a panic. And so it's not, for her, because Steph's already giving you her recipe, I would tell you what's in the picadilla. Why would you not share a family recipe? What are you going to do with it?
Maybe she thinks they're like KFC for lemon cake, and it's got the the secret herbs and spices, and it's under lock and key.
No, your
and
friend.
No one can do it.
I think she bought the cake, and you called her out on it. Like, oh, this is great. What's the recipe? What do you put in it? She's like, oh, my gosh. It's a family one.
It didn't seem it even came in the aluminum foil. She had it wrapped up and she sliced it in front of us.
She made it look like her own. She took it out of the Marie calendars.
It's Antimans.
You busted her. This is so awesome.
Do you have a secret family recipe, or do you just have a family recipe that everyone asks for? What is your family recipe for? Hi, Nellie.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's your family recipe?
Well, with what JC mentioned, there was a picadilla. In a Filipino version, there's something called picadillo.
What's in that?
It's ground beef with tomato sauce and peas, carrots, red peppers, and potatoes.
Oh.
Served over rice.
This sounds amazing.
Very similar for the Cuban dish. They put raisins in it as well, and there's olives in there as well.
Raisins?
Wow. I always asked mine without the raisins as a kid, but as an adult, it's not bad.
Why would you ruin a good dish with raisins?
That's what I'm saying.
Does raisins ever improve anything except for bran?
As a kid, the picadillo, I wasn't a fan because of the raisins. Then my mom made it once without raisins. I'm like, this is awesome. So now as a grown man, if I go home, my mom is making it. I'm like, you would do it without the raisins? She's like, okay.
Wow. I want to see. I wonder if she would give me that recipe.
She would. What if my mom's like, she can't because it's store-bought?
It's Antimans picadillo.
It's Antimans picadillo.
George, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, do you have a family recipe?
Yes, it's for coconut cake. It's been in our family for 40 years, and we've had people at our church social, relatives that are not direct relatives that have asked for it, and it is not given out under any circumstances.
I totally respect that. But what's the mindset? Like, why will you not share it if it's so good? Wouldn't you want the whole world to try your family recipe?
No, because it's something that each family member has, like, guarded because it's something that they made up. It's something that's special to us. And, you know, we take it just when we go to events just so we can see the pleasure on people's faces. But we don't want to give that out because then, you know, it loses a part of our family, you know, history.
But would you guys pass it on to children?
There is some direct children, yes, but it doesn't go out to any of the grandkids or anything like that. It goes just to the immediate family, and my mom is one of nine.
So you got to marry into your family in order to get this.
Correct.
We make it some. It does sound really good. I like how George says we like to make it and just to see the look on people's faces when they try it.
And then this sad disappointment when we tell them that they can't have the recipe. George, I want to try this coconut cake. Coconut is my favorite thing in the world. I love it.
Though for your friend, I really do think she bought it and you called her out on it.
I would say if I thought it was store-bought. It was so
moist.
Was
it good?
It was so good. I don't know. But she was just like he was. I'm sorry. No, we don't share.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.